بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. تحية إليكم أيها المستمعين الكرام في كل مكان. I greet you with the best salutation, with the salutation of Islam. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He created us Muslims, believe in Him, have faith in Allah, following the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believing in the Quran, that the Quran is the best solution for every matter in this life, and it is the way to Al-Jannah. O Allah, make us work according to the Quran so we can go straight, inshallah, after death to Jannatika Jannatin Naim. I know that Muslims and non-Muslims live in critical time these days. Worriness, fear, and people, they don't know what is going to happen in the future. As the Sha'ir said, وَأَعْلَمُ عِلْمَ الْيَوْمِ وَالْأَمْسِ قَبْلَهُ وَلَكِنَّنِي عَنْ عِلْمِ مَا فِي غَدٍ عَمِي. I know what happened in the past, but I have no idea about the future. وَالْإِنسَانُ عَدُوُّ مَا يَجْهَلْ. And that can make the situation worse and more difficult when the person only think about this world. But alhamdulillah, we are Muslimin. We think about whatever happened to you, it is because of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing moves or happens in this world without the amr, the commandment, the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coronavirus has made the whole world shaken nowadays, Muslims and non-Muslims. So some people that think it is only punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Muslims, so Allah Azza wa Jal has kicked them out from the masajid. That is wrong. This is not the right thing. And this is not the real belief. Because many things similar to coronavirus happened in the past and in the history to Sahabat al-Kiram, Ridwanullahi alayhim, when they were going to open Bilad al-Sham, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested them with at-ta'un. At-ta'un, it's the plague. It's very similar to coronavirus and even worse. Wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the plague or that thing which is similar to the plague in the past and 14 centuries ago. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا نزل الطاعون بأرض قوم فما كان فيها فلا يبرحها وما كان خارجها فلا يدخل إليها. So it is miracle. Al-Islam, it is the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said is miracle and mu'jiza. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, if the plague has attacked any land in the world or any city or any state, whoever is living in that state should not leave that place. And whoever is living or traveling out of it shouldn't come to that city. So that is called the quarantine. Imagine that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking about the quarantine 1400 years ago. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was visiting Bilad al-Sham at that time. And Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, if you like, you do not have to come. So when Amir al-Mu'mineen came and he heard that the plague is going on in Bilad al-Sham, Sayyidina Umar consulted some of as-Sahaba about his status. So most of them advised him to go back. And Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, tafirru min qadr Allah. Are you escaping from death? Qala Umar. Umar has said, afirru min qadr Allah ila qadr Allah. So the life is qadrullah, the will of Allah. And the death is the will of Allah. So we have to accept what is happening. And wallahi ya ikhwati wa akhawati, my dear respected brothers and sisters, people nowadays are studying more about Islam. And they like what the Islam said about it. People are getting the blessings of the Adhan in Europe. People are asking nowadays more about Islam. People are asking about the wudu and the purification, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the ummah to purify themselves. So the social distance and washing the hands and the sanitizing, it is not new, was mentioned at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala alayhi salatu wa salam, إذا استيقظ أحدكم من نومه فلا يغمس يده في الإناء حتى يغسلها ثلاثا فإنه لا يدري أين باتت يده. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, if it happened that you were sleeping and you woke up, do not use your hand in food or anything until you wash your hand three times, because you don't know your hand where staying. That is the teachings of Islam. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Islam has taught us to eat the halal and to be clean and to make wudu five times a day, we are distinguished ummah, my dear respected brothers and sisters. So because of that, people started now to look for solution, for a treatment in al-Islam. You don't hear that in the news, but we can hear from people, they are asking about Islam in many places in the world. Everything happened, they ask what the Islam said about it. What is the Zamzam water for? What is the black seed for? What is the honey for? All of that were mentioned in the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So we have physical treatment and spiritual treatment. And this is the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Nowadays, many people, they hate this situation. They are afraid from the future. They have no interpretation. Every institution now shut down, not only the masajid. So when people think about this is punishment from Allah, I can tell them this is wrong. This is minha min Allah. It is gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that people can remember the ni'am of Allah azza wa jal. Nowadays, we are not allowed to go out. We are not allowed to travel. We are not permissible to go outside of our doors. It's not right to go from place to place, to socialize, to meet your friends, your family members, to have gatherings. imagine that the whole life is going to be like that. So now people are thinking that we were in big ni'mah, big bounty and favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before. But we did not evaluate that. When we missed going outside, when we missed going to the mall, when we missed going to the weddings, when we missed going to the masjid, now we realized that we were in big ni'mah and we did not appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those ni'am. So because of that, I say the coronavirus nowadays is kind of a bell, is ringing on our ears. Pay attention. Wake up. Be ready. Life is short. And alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal has honored us with this deen, with prayer, with this Quran, and with the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is coming. Wallahu a'lam, Allah knows better. This year Ramadan is going to include five days of Jum'ah. It is the only year since tens of years ago. So don't you think that this is ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ramadan is very close, is going to be in the peak time of coronavirus issue, and is going to be 5 days of a Friday, is going to be the best time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get closer to Him. Now it's the time of the Quran. Do not fear the future. Everybody is going to die sooner or later. Either the cause is because of coronavirus or car accident or any other sickness or because of I'm getting old, one day I'm going to leave this dunya. So if it happened to leave this dunya because of the coronavirus, that means I'm shaheed. That means I'm shaheed. And I'm eligible to go to Al-Jannah. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about At-Ta'un, if that kind of disease happened and you stayed at your home, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sabiran, muhtasiban, and you are counting that for the sake of Allah, you can get the reward of the shaheed, the martyr, either if you passed away or not. So staying at home is kind of i'tikaf, ikhwat al-Islam. My dear respected brothers and sisters, staying home is kind of i'tikaf. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لواحد من أصحابه أمسك عليك لسانك وليسعك بيتك وابكي على خطيئتك. That hadith has three statements with three strategies. The first thing is أمسك عليك لسانك. That means rumors are not permissible to hear and to transfer information from place to place. It is not recommended to listen to the news and to the rumors and to talk about always about coronavirus and about death. That can create depression, make people depressed. So, لذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كف عليك هذا أمسك عليك لسانك, your tongue. Do not use your tongue or listen to news all the time and to the rumors, because every day we hear different rumors that people are dying here and there and nobody is praying janazah for them. يا أخي, if anybody passed away, he is shaheed. He is shaheed. If people do not pray janazah for him, the malaika will make the janazah prayer, will offer janazah prayer for him. وليسعك بيتك. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is saying, when there is any kind of fitna or fear, stay at home. ليسعك بيتك. Because it's about time to spend some time with the family, with the Quran, praying, nawafil, reading Quran. And that's the only place you can have peace of mind and try to spend some time with your children and your families. وَابْكِ عَلَى خَطِيئَتِكَ. The third statement, it's the time to repent to Allah Azza wa Jal. If people do not repent at the time of the coronavirus crisis, when are they going to be ready for repentance, for reading the Quran? Now we have the time for that. We have the time for the Quran. Memorize the Holy Quran. Recite the Holy Quran. Read the Holy Quran. Read the tafsir. Try to seek the treatment and the shifa from the Holy Quran. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. We revealed the Quran as a treatment and shifa, as a cure for al-alameen, for those who are seeking the medication. You can get it from the Holy Quran. فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. In the Quran or in the honey, there is shifa for al-nas. شِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. It's the treatment for whatever is bothering you from inside, ما في الصدور, in your chests. So it is the Quran, the shifa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Quran in شهر رمضان.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى هدى للناس وبينات وبينات من الهدى والفرقان.
The revelation happened during the month of Ramadan. Yes, we know that Al-Quran came to the seven heaven from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Laylat al-Qadr, and from the seven heaven to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in different occasions. So when we say revealed during شهر رمضان or in ليلة القدر, that means from Allah سبحانه وتعالى إلى الملأ الأعلى, and from the seven heaven to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in different occasion, in the period or during the period of 23 years. So there is no contradiction between this revelation and that revelation.
ويقول الله تعالى وإذا مرضت فهو يشفين.
And it's about time for people to know nowadays أن الله الذي خلقني فهو يهدين. The one who created me, he will give me the guidance. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And والذي هو يطعمني ويسقين.
And he is the one gives me the food and waters me.
وإذا مرضت فهو يشفين.
And if I get sick, he will give me the cure and the treatment.
والذي هو يميتني ثم يحيين.
And he is the one can cause me the death and the life. Only Allah, not coronavirus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the will for everything.
وَإِذَا وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحِينَ والذي أطمع أن يغفر لي خطيئتي يوم الدين.
الله سبحانه وتعالى is the one we seek the help, the support, the cure, the شفاء, the treatment from him. لذلك إخوتي وأخواتي علينا أن نستمع إلى ما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا سألت فاسأل الله. يا عبد الله, أو عبد الله, if you like to ask, ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى. وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله, and if you like to seek help from Allah سبحانه وتعالى alone. واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت ليضروك بشيء لا يضروك إلا بشيء قد قدره الله عليك. If the whole nation got together just to harm you, they will fail to harm you except if Allah سبحانه وتعالى wanted to harm you. واعلم أن الأمة, proclaim, you have to know that if the whole أمم got together to give you benefit in anything, they will never benefit you unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the permission. So, إخوتي, المنفعة والمضرة بيد الله. So, when we say stay home, it's the commandment of Allah, because الإسلام يقول لا ضرر ولا ضرار. It's not right for the Muslim to harm himself or to be harmed by the others, or to harm the others. لا ضرر ولا ضرار. So when we say the Jum'a is suspended, Jama'a is suspended, that means we are following al-Islam. Because Allah Azza wa Jal يقول: يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Oh, you who believe, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His messenger, and the people of authority among you. So if the medical doctors or the health department advised us to stay home because going outside or make big gathering can harm you as an individual, as a jama'ah, we have to listen to that. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect everyone, including our ummah, our brothers and sisters in Islam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us more opportunities during the month of Ramadan to repent to Allah azza wa jal and to be closer to Him, to read the Holy Quran, and to be religious as much as we can, to take advantage of that. We have to invest the time. Nowadays, I believe it's about time to invest the time and not to waste the time. And inshallah, I will conclude my topic to everyone. I love you all. I greet you all. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you all. And I conclude that with the dua. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم اعطنا ولا تحرمنا, وزدنا ولا تنقصنا, وأكرمنا ولا تهنا, وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا, وارضنا وارض عنا. اللهم اجعل القرآن الكريم ربيع قلوبنا ونور أبصارنا وجلاء همنا وذهاب حزننا. اللهم اجعله حجة لنا ولا تجعله حجة علينا, وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وأطراف النهار على النحو الذي يرضيك عنا. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء
مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. تحصنت بذي العزة والجبروت واعتصمت برب الملكوت وتوكلت على الحي الذي لا يموت. اصرف عنا الأذى والوباء والداء إنك على كل شيء قدير. نعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. نعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. نعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وتسلمه منا يا رحيم يا رحمن. اللهم بارك لنا فيما بقي من شعبان وبلغنا رمضان على أحسن حال وأعنا فيه على الصيام والقيام وغض البصر وحفظ اللسان. واغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان. ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الكفر والفقر ونعوذ بك من الداء والوباء ونعوذ بك من سخطك يا رب العالمين. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. اللهم اعطنا ولا تحرمنا وزدنا ولا تنقصنا وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا وارضنا وارض عنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا إننا نسألك من خير ما سألك به عبدك ورسولك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن خير ما سألك به عبادك الصالحون. اللهم ارحم أموات المسلمين وارحم اللهم شهداء المسلمين واشف يا ربنا مرضى المسلمين واصرف عنا هذا الداء والوباء برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار بجاهك وعفوك يا عزيز يا غفار. صل يا ربنا على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. آخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Sheikh, almost 4,000 people in the line. Sheikh, everybody want to listen some, you know, the قراءة from you.
قراءة؟
Yeah, قراءة.
إنش.
قرآن. Inshallah. 4,000 people in the line almost.
MashaAllah. Okay, I'll read few verses, inshallah. Tartil. Okay. Tartil. Yeah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وأن تصوموا فهو خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين صدق الله العظيم.
فضيلة الشيخ إن شاء الله نسمع منك إن شاء الله قراءة كمثل الشيخ عبد الباسط عبد الصمد
الآن
كل الناس like عبد الباسط عبد الصمد كل الناس منتظرين.
الله يبارك فيك جزاك الله خيرا يا شيخ إسلام الدين.
إن شاء الله
may Allah bless you. يعني now I'm a little bit tired but إن شاء الله we'll try.
Okay إن شاء الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله فتح الله عليك يا فضيلة الشيخ.
بارك
ما شاء الله.
الله الله يبارك فيك.
ربنا يسهل كله.
الله ما الله بليس يو.
إلا واحدا فقط يعني إن شاء الله نسمع منك واحد نشيد عربي.
نشيد.
آخر حاجة. نشيد شيخ.
طلع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داع أيها المبعوث فينا جئت تبي الأمر المطاع جئت شرفت المدينة مرحبا يا خير داع
حياكم الله.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى accept all of your effort شيخ. ما شاء الله. Our 4,000, almost the 1,200 family, almost the 4,000 people are joining from Bangladesh, from Australia, from New Zealand, from UK, from France, from Italy, US, and Canada.
MashaAllah, please greet them all. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect them all, make them healthy. Inshallah, they can reach the month of Ramadan safe and healthy and fast the month of Ramadan, inshallah. May Allah accept inshallah. All of your deeds, Sheikh Islamuddin.
Everybody waiting for you, inshallah. After, inshallah, either during the Ramadan or after Ramadan, inshallah, you will be, inshallah, in Toronto, inshallah.
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 Inshallah, after, inshallah, this inshallah. Crisis or after Ramadan, I'll be happy to visit you, inshallah. Jazakallahu khairan.
Inshallah.
شيخ اسلام الدين
ان شاء الله ان شاء الله جيب حياه طيبه ما شاء
آمين
الله
آمين لنا ولك
ما شاء الله والميك دعاء تو الله سبحانه وتعالى فور يو اند يور فاميلي
ان شاء الله
ان الله سبحانه وتعالى ان شاء الله انكريز يور اعمال انكريز يور نوليدج انكريز يور ان شاء الله الدنيا ان اخره ان شاء الله
امين لنا ولكم بارك الله فيكم شيخ اسلام الدين ماي الله سبحانه وتعالى بليس يو بليس يو
يا رب العالمين
اوكي اي تيك يور بيرميشن أول السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
إن شاء الله إن شاء الله جزاك الله خير
جزاكم الله خير السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وعليكم السلام عليكم السلام